Anything new in terms of predictors of response to biologics? You mentioned KRAS. Any others? Anything predictive for Bev, for example?
For bevacizumab, there have been a few things that have been looked at, but I'm not aware of anything that at this point has really proven to be very predictive. VEGF levels don't really help predict response to bevacizumab. For cetuximab or panitumumab, one thought has been that the rash may predict response, and that was part of the Everest trial. In somebody who has a mild rash, can you increase the dose of an EGFR inhibitor and therefore further increase the response to the agent? And indeed, when they did an analysis looking at those with KRAS wild type, there did seem to be an improvement in response and duration of response in those who it was possible to escalate the dose to a little bit more severe rash. The interesting thing is that while there's both KRAS and the rash are potentially predictive of benefiting from the agent, there doesn't seem to be a direct connection between the two. And I think there's now a lot of thought about how do we use a rash as a predictor and how do we use KRAS to guide treatment with either cetuximab or panitumumab. For somebody certainly who's being considered for an EGFR inhibitor, the first step should be checking KRAS status. And then if they have wild type, start on treatment, have a mild rash, Everest would say that indeed there may be some benefit to trying to increase the dose.
What do we know in terms of the evolution of these predictive factors? Have they been studied sequentially, for example, KRAS in the primary and then maybe a couple years later in metastatic disease?
There's been a lot of research on KRAS over the years, and it seems to be a very early event in the evolution of colorectal cancer, its presence in adenomas, and that based on that, the belief is that if there's a mutation in KRAS in the primary tumor, because it's an early event, it's going to be present in the metastases as well. And so, therefore, it's not so important to go and biopsy a metastasis to check the KRAS status.